Hello and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet dreams a reality stitch by stitch and show you how you can create a successful and profitable business using your crochet, keeping a flexible lifestyle so you don't have to sacrifice too much time with your family. So how's it going? It's the end of January. It feels like the longest month in existence. And we can end up feeling down, burnt out. And if you've made a New Year's resolution, maybe it's already not going to plan. January is, if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, it's dark, it's cold. Everything is kind of working against you. We get all this New Year's, new starts, let's do it right this time, and January just works against us. And it can really leave us feeling like we're failing, that we've got no chance, and that if this year has started this bad, then how can the rest of the year be any better? How can we recover from it? It's hard. It can be really hard sometimes when those kind of wintry blues and, you know, January, whatever January is, it's the longest month ever. But when that gets to you, it can be really hard to pull yourself out of that and keep going. Your crochet business needs you in it at least some point every month. January is hard for sales because after Christmas, everyone wants a break from buying. They trying to keep their cash in their pockets. So if the sales are coming in as well as you're feeling like you're not getting everything done, and the winter blues on top of that, it makes it a really hard month. But look at it a different way. The concept of January being the new year is really quite a modern thing. It used to be that spring was new year. In March, that was where we start afresh. That's where everything starts coming to life. All the plants wake up. It's lambing season. The days are longer. That's fresh. And our moods kind of go with it. And we don't necessarily realise it because all the hype around January is the new year. It's the start afresh. We can have new goals. And it's like, you're supposed to have this spring in your step, but it's the depths of winter. And it's the depths of winter, no one's buying because they're all bought out over Christmas and trying to save cash. It's a really bad time of year for that kind of thing. When you put everything together, it's not the be-all and end-all. It really isn't, because it's just a bad time of year to have all these New Year's resolutions and determination to start new things because the weather and the seasons are against us. January is the middle of winter. It's cold, it's dark, the days are short. It should be the month where we're really not doing anything. So if you're struggling with your crochet this month, if you're struggling to sell, if you're struggling just to do things, it's okay. You are far from alone. We all want to hibernate and stay warm under blankets and hope this month disappears as soon as possible. You are far from alone, and so many people feel the same thing. I don't do well in the dark winter months. I do find them hard to keep going. But you kind of have to learn what your strengths and your weaknesses are and cater your business around them. And that is the fantastic thing about having your own business. You are your own boss. You set your own timetable. You don't have to buy into, if we don't do well in January, the rest of the year's fried. That's not the case. You get to set your own pace. You get to set your own calendar. And if this is not the new year because your body says, no, I just want to hibernate, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Really, sales are not going to pick up again until kind of mid-February, coming up to March. Because then we're getting into Easter. people's moods are improving. They're looking for new things for their spring wardrobe or to refresh their homes. March, end of February, beginning of March is when people start getting energy again. They get a spring in their step. They want to renew, redecorate their house or have a new decor, new wardrobe, a new look. If things don't go well in January and February, it's perfectly normal. And don't let that get you down. There's enough getting you down at this time of year. We don't need to add to the pressure. It's okay. Go to your rhythm. As you progress, as you are in this for doing this business thing for a while, you will learn where the highs and lows of your sales are, where the highs and lows of your audience are, when things are happening, when things are not. And you'll get into the rhythm. But when this is your first winter season after Christmas, it can feel like a real downer. But it's normal. These things happen. We get highs and lows, dips and peaks in our businesses all through the year. We are now in a dip. After the big hype of Christmas, we are now down low. And it's going to stay there for a few more weeks. But that is perfectly normal. It is to be expected. It does make it hard to keep going when you're not seeing consistent sales, but no business has consistent sales all year round. There are always going to be peaks and troughs, months when you get lots and lots of sales, months when you're struggling to get the baseline. That is normal. Okay, and you will learn what that looks like as you go on through the months. But it can leave you really with a really low mood. But it will pass. And that is the important thing to remember, is that if you just keep being present, keep showing off your crochet to your audience, keep sending newsletters, keep being seen on your social media, it will improve. If your mood is too low to properly engage, if you just do bare basics, that's fine. You don't need to be churning out new stuff continuously all the time. You don't need to be all chirpy and say, look at this new thing that's going on. If no one's buying right now, then that's falling on deaf ears a little bit. Do the behind the scenes stuff. Show them what you're working on. Show them what sold well over Christmas. Just throwbacks. You can still talk about what went well over Christmas, even though Christmas is done, because you're telling them a bit about your business and how you're doing things, how you're seeing things. It's still behind the scenes stuff. It's still stuff people are interested in. Your audience will love to see what you're thinking. They love to see how they've supported you. And so you can still talk about that. If you're going to be removing products ready for the spring season, then you can talk about what's leaving your shop. You can show off yarn that you're going to be using coming up, or what, your yarn selection that you have available. You don't have to be constantly creating new things. You can just show up with the bare basics until that mood improves. But if you stop showing up, if you stop doing the bare basics, then it's going to be much more difficult to get started again. It's going to be much more difficult to get back engaged with the audience again. So really, you need to still be showing up on your social media. You still need to be talking about your crochet, even if there's nothing new in the works. And you don't have to have something new going on all the time. You can talk about maybe some things that they've forgotten about. Maybe you've got a product that isn't loved very much, that maybe you don't market as much as you should, and you can just start to show it off again. You don't have to be showing off new things. You can show off things you've had for a while. Because if you don't market them, they're not going to sell anyway. But it's good to give people a reminder, and it gives you content. You can recycle social media posts. If you've got a post that did well 3 or 4 months ago, use it again. People aren't going to remember it. People don't remember that much detail to do with your business, they might recognize it and go, oh, I think I've seen that before. But they're not going to hold it against you that you've recycled Facebook post. So there are ways you can make things easier on yourself. Go back, use small posts. Go back and use some photos you haven't shown before or haven't shown for a long time. There's no point making things more difficult than they need to be at this time of year. And really where the pressure is coming from this time of year is from ourselves. Because we've seen all the New Year's posts about people keeping their New Year's resolutions. Great for them, but that's them. Not everybody feels that way. You know, a lot of people see those posts and roll their eyes and go, ugh. Not all of us can be that motivated and not all of us have that kind of willpower. I certainly don't. You know, we put pressure on ourselves thinking that we have to keep up with what other people are doing instead of realizing that that's them, they're doing their thing. I'm here, I'm doing my thing, and it can be two completely different things, and that's fine. You're doing it your way. You're doing what your energy levels have room for. You are doing what your audience has the energy levels for. If you are in the doldrums, your audience may be there with you. And if they're in the doldrums, they don't want to see your chirpy, happy face either. It's, we attract our own energy. We want to see posts that match our energy. You are not going to be alone in feeling this way. Plenty of people do. So, yes, this time of the year is hard. And it's perfectly normal for it to feel that way. We are a few weeks off that feeling of new energy with the spring coming in and feeling like we're out of winter and to get that energy back. You will see things start to improve at that time of year. You just got to get through it. These dark days are hard. I mean, my energy levels go with it. And it's a problem I've always had. And it's a problem I'm going to have. So I don't promote much at this time of year because I just don't have the energy. Instead, I'm just showing things I've already got. And that is absolutely fine. Do what you have the energy for. Don't despair because not everyone, but a great significant portion of people feel the same way, that this is the year for hibernation and not something new. And keep going. Do the bare basics to show up, to keep reminding your audience that you exist. But if we're not in product creation mode, if you're not feeling like launching right now because people aren't spending, not entirely true, but some truth to it after the splurge of Christmas. No, you can make sales right now. It is a bit more difficult, but still perfectly possible. There are still people spending, but it doesn't mean that you have to be launching something new. It doesn't mean that you have to be putting sales on. It doesn't mean that you've got to be all energetic and showing off. If your energy levels mean bare basics, then do the bare basics, but don't shut down. It's going to be much harder to get going again. It's going to be much harder to re-engage your audience. So if at this time of year, the only thing you've got the energy for is to do the bare basics and a couple of social media posts a day, one newsletter a week, then just do that. Perfectly fine. Nothing wrong with that. It's just that time of the year. So I hope that's given you things to think about and assures you that perfectly fine to feel that way at this time of year. But if you haven't noticed, I'm no longer on Facebook. I'm now on Substack. So if you search Substack for Crochet Business School, you will see me in your feed and you can subscribe to the content for free. So I hope to see you over there soon. And otherwise, thank you for listening. And I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye now.